The incomparable Charlie Chan. We proudly present the incomparable Charlie Chan in a new and exciting series. Join the famous detective as he combines the wisdom of the East with the science of the West in a dramatic, complete story from The Adventures of Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan humbly bids you good evening and extends warm welcome. Honorable Santa Claus has been most kind to this undeserving person and showered fame with many presents. But tonight, Santa Claus brought highly questionable gifts to Charlie Chan. Gifts of murder. Listen, please. Thank you.
Tonight's adventure, The Man Who Murdered Santa Claus. On top of Cherry Hill, one of San Francisco's wealthiest suburbs, stands the mansion of Cyrus Granger, famous art collector and philanthropist. Charlie Chan and his number one son are visiting Granger to help him arrange his annual Christmas party given for the police orphanage.
Yes? Oh, Inspector Chan, Merry Christmas. Come on in.
Merry Christmas, Miss Granger. Is this person not aware you were attending duties of butler for your uncle?
Oh, Uncle Cy's got Jackson running 100 errands for him, organizing this party. The whole house is topsy-turvy.
Jackson, where in blazes are those camp chairs? Hey, Chan. Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Granger.
Mighty nice of the department to send you along to help me out.
You've balanced books incorrectly, Mr. Granger. Police department in debt to you.
Oh, nonsense. Now, listen, we've got a lot to do. And, Nancy, yes, I want you to...
Pardon, sir. Did you call, Mr. Granger?
Jackson, what about those camp chairs I hired?
The van has just arrived, sir. It's at the service store.
Well, bring them in.
Mr. Dorr, I tell you, this place is a madhouse. I'll take a taxi.
Thank you, Miss Nancy.
Get those chairs in, Jackson, and then get back here. We've got to wrap the toys yet.
Yes?
Mr. Granger visiting?
Pop, it's a fellow dressed in Santa Claus costume.
No, bring him in, Nancy. That'll be the actor I hired from the talent agency.
Mr. Granger, I presume? I am Rodney Temple.
How do you do? This is Inspector Chan and his son.
And number one.
How do you do?
And my niece, Nancy Granger.
How do you do?
How do you do? Charmed, I'm sure. I sincerely trust this costume I'm wearing is satisfactory, Mr. Granger. I wore it when I paid the deed in Welwyn's Chris Pingle at the Lyceum. We ran 200
and... Sure, it's fine. Suppose we go into the ballroom now and talk over your part of the show.
Nancy, you get busy. Run through the Christmas tunnels with Inspector Chapman.
All right, Uncle Si. I told you, Inspector, it's a madhouse. I've got the music here on the piano, Inspector. What do you think the children would like to sing?
We'll leave that up to you, Miss Granger.
Well, let's try something simple. Good King Wenceslas. Jackson, you can help.
But Miss Granger.
Sing. now, Saxon, what's the trouble?
Well, the van didn't bring the chairs, Miss Granger. It was empty when I went back to it, and the driver was gone. I couldn't find him.
Well, it looks like he's found himself all right. I can see the van going down the drive now. Must have been a mistake.
Oh, golly, Uncle Si will have kittens. I'd better tell him. Excuse me a minute. Uncle Si, that van is...
Miss Granger, what is trouble?
Come quick! Look at the ballroom!
What is it? Holy smoke! What's happened to this place? It's been turned upside down.
Where is Mr. Granger and Santa Claus?
Inspector Chan, just behind that overturned couch. I think
it's Santa Claus. He can stay, Pop.
Most unhappy Christmas present to Santa Claus. Very unkind person has presented him with murder.
Oh, Inspector Chan, what a poor man. And at Christmas. This is terrible. I'd better find Uncle Si at once.
The theater says that you would go to own room and stay there a while. And this has been a great shock to you, Miss Nancy. Are this person used to dealing with unpleasant situations of this nature?
Oh, but really, I feel like...
Please do as I ask, Miss Nancy. This person assures you we'll call this meeting here.
Very well. If you say so, I'll go to my room.
Is there anything I can do, sir? Perhaps I could look for Mr. Granger.
Should be obliged if you would phone police department while Sam and Silk examine body of unfortunate actor.
Very well, sir.
I don't get this, Pop. Why was the room turned upside down? Pictures switched around, furniture turned over? How come we didn't hear it then?
Noise of singing covered sounds.
Well, where's Mr. Granger? You think he killed Santa Claus? Is that why you sent Nancy away?
No. Did so for another reason, son. Observe how oddly costume rests on dead man's body. All gathered up at back as though he held in sitting position when costume put on. Now let us remove false beard and mustache.
Pop, it's Mr. Granger. Oh, golly.
Yes. Obvious that costume hastily placed on body after death.
By that actor, Rodney Tempest? But why? Why did he spare Mr. Granger? Why'd he turn this room upside?
Let us answer questions by mentally rearranging room. Let us imagine the furniture back in proper position.
All right. Those pictures hanging on the curtains go back on the wall. I can see the hooks where they belong.
Overturned couch near door goes against wall. I can see four marks in rug left by legs.
Yeah, so those two chairs are in the way.
Let us look for smaller indentations in rug corresponding to their feet. Ah, here.
On either side of the screen against the opposite wall. So where does the screen go?
Screen belongs... Hey, this moves down.
What is it, Pop?
Look behind screen. Mantelpiece is gone from fireplace. White inverted U on plaster proves was recently removed.
Golly, that's right. Pop, the moving van.
Yes, rather thought so. Had to check to make sure. Criminals turned room around for just this purpose, to delay us.
So he could drive off with a mantelpiece. But why? Why murder a man and steal a mantelpiece?
Your father faced with unhappy task of answering bewildering questions. Must first get description of van from Butler, then go to police headquarters and send out call for same. Only hope my stupidity has not delayed us too long.
Attention all patrols. Signal BX3 urgent. Be on lookout for heavy covered van painted either black or navy blue. Name Acme on side in white block letters. Commercial license 104/639 or 659. Repeat, license 104/639 or 659. Report on site.
There's your call, Jan. I hope it gets results.
I have great faith in radio patrol, Captain Mullins.
Now, what about that mantelpiece routine? I can't figure it out.
I've just been consulting old records, Captain. I have astonishing news for you.
What?
Have been repeated cases of mantelpiece robbery both in England and America.
You're kidding, Pop.
Further, burglaries or robberies limited to only one kind of mantelpiece. Adam mantelpiece.
And what in blazes is that?
Adam brothers were famous designers in England during 18th century. Built many beautiful pieces of furniture.
Are they valuable today?
Are valuable as antiques. But this was not murder and general theft. Otherwise, why steal mantelpiece alone and leave behind many other valuable antiques?
You mean that Grangey was killed because somebody was after a particular mantelpiece he owned?
Yes. May I use your telephone, please?
Yes.
Thank you. While police trace missing van and stolen mantelpiece, Sally Chan must trace missing actor.
National Talent Agency.
This Inspector Chan of Police Department. A request home address of actor hired through your agency by Mr. Cyrus Granger. That name is Rodney Tempest.
Mr. Tempest, one moment, please. Yeah, here was, sir. Holland's boarding house, 1243 Wingate Avenue. Mr. Holland is authorized to take all calls if Mr. Tempest is out.
Good, many thanks. Come, son. Must leave now, Captain Mullins. If any information about missing Dan comes in, phone same at once to Holland's boarding house. Is this person out? Number one son authorized to take all messages.
This is 1243, Pop.
Yeah. Typical theatrical boarding house.
Hey, I'll bet that old guy in the suit must be Holland. I only hope that Rodney Tempest left enough clues behind his room to make sense of this case, sir.
Mr. Holland, please.
Thanks. What? Speak up.
Observe police shield, please. And Inspector Chen.
What are you shoving that badge at me for? I ain't done nothing. All my papers in order. Look here. Room in the house. License. Water tax receipt. Driving license. That stuff.
I'm looking for Mr. Rodney Tempest, please.
Don't whisper, confound it.
He's pretty deaf, Pop. Let me try. Mr. Holland.
That's my name.
Rodney Tempest.
Ain't seen him all day.
Where's his room?
Sure I can rent you a room. Place is empty except for Tempest.
Where is Tempest's room?
Oh, him. Second floor. 2R.
Thanks. Come on, Pop.
Number one son gave stirring performance. Proved wisdom of singing teacher who said, if you cannot be good, be loud.
Jolly, it's musty on these stairs. Say, Pop, what do you think we'll find in Tempest's room?
Hope to find... Wait, listen.
Sound like a door buzzer upstairs. Pop, someone else must be trying to get into Tempest's room.
Person is pressing button most persistently.
Well, Pop, there's Tempest's door. No one's there.
Oh, very odd.
But how can the buzzer be sounding?
Ah, observe. Tim has been thrust into the side of button holding frame down.
But who? Why? What's it mean?
May find answer inside room.
Pop on the bed. There's a man.
Come. Aye. Case has taken most unfortunate turn for worse. This man has been chloroformed to death.
In a few moments, we will resume The Man Who Murdered Santa Claus. Meanwhile, here is your announcer. And now, back to the incomparable Charlie Chan. Investigation of the strange murder of Cyrus Granger, coupled with the theft of a mantelpiece from the dead man's home, brings Charlie Chan and his number one son to the room of Rodney Tempest in Holland's boarding house. There they find a man chloroformed to death.
Who is he, Pop?
Features of face correspond to many photographs in the room. Dead man is Rodney Tempest.
Rodney Tempest? But I thought he was the murderer.
Evidently was not.
How was he killed, Pop?
Was struck unconscious. Can see bruise on head. Then laid on bed. Wad of cotton placed on face. Can of chloroform tied to head of bed. So the same would drip on cotton.
Why take such a roundabout way of killing him?
Son forgets pin sticking in buzzer button.
Well, what about that?
Indicates murder appears to be accidental.
How?
Evidence says attacker did not wish to kill Tempest, only make same unconscious. Chloroform victim, then departed, jamming buzzer. Thought constant sound would cause inquiries and ultimate rescue.
Golly, he didn't know Holland was the only other man in the house, and Holland is dead.
Yes.
What are we going to do now, Pop? We can't just sit around and hope that that van's located.
We'll first notify Captain Mullins of second regrettable homicide. Then proceed to Townsend Antique Gallery, where Mr. Townsend sells something else besides furniture. Perhaps gentleman sells murder.
Sorry, gentlemen. Forgot to lock the outside door. I'm closed for the day.
This person, Inspector Charlie Chance. That's right, his number one son.
Oh, well, come in. Why are you here?
Wish to question you about mantelpiece you sold Mr. Granger. One in Ballroom.
Oh, yeah. That's the Adam.
Pop, Adam mantelpiece? That's the same kind of...
What do you know about mantelpiece, Mr. Townsend?
Well, it's an authentic Adam, of course. I've got a series of sale receipts dating right back to 1780. Most of the history on this particular mantelpiece can be found in a book I published just a few years ago.
Oh, most interesting.
It's funny you should ask about it, Inspector. Someone came in asking the same questions just a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes? Who?
An old actor. Called himself Richard Tempest or something.
Why, Rodney Tempest was, can I tell them, Paul?
Hold it a moment, please. Hello? Yeah, it's here. It's you, Inspector.
Oh, thank you. Yes, please.
This is Mullins. I got a report on that missing van.
Oh, good.
It was spotted about 2 hours ago by a patrolman up on the main intersection on Vineyard Terrace. Didn't know about the alarm until he reported back to the precinct.
Main intersection on Vineyard Terrace.
There's old dirt road up there, Chan, under repair. A heavy van couldn't go far. There ought to be somewhere around there now. What do you think?
This lonely detective thinks very possible to find van on Vineyard Terrace. Only hope when we open same, do not find it contains murder.
When Captain Mullen said these roads were repaired, he should have said underwater.
Right on ground, please.
Well, there are half a dozen tire tracks here, Pop. You'll never know which is which.
Number one son wrong, as usual. Science of identifying tire marks almost exact as science of fingerprints. This is only heavy tire on road. Manhattan heavy duty pattern A5 over 4.2. Must be missing van. Let us follow same. Come. Keep light on treadmarks, son.
We don't have to, Pop. Look, they turn off the road and run up to that storage warehouse back there.
Oh, yes. No doubt van hidden inside fence. Quick now. But remember, it is written. Always balance one portion of speed with three of caution.
Should we go to the double doors where the van went in?
No. Same heavily chained and padlocked. Try small side door. Believe your father has skeleton key, which will open same. Wait.
Got an open, Pop?
Yes, son. Come. Now necessary to balance actions with five portions of caution.
Golly, Pop. What a place. Full of furniture and all kinds of junk.
Observe. Van behind double doors over there.
Come on, Pop. Let's see if that mantelpiece is inside.
Son, must insist on greater care. Wise man does not run across ice before testing safe.
It's empty. The mantelpiece has been unloaded.
Must be someplace in warehouse. Let us look around for things.
Right. Say, Pop, this door here. Maybe it leads to a special room. Maybe the mantelpiece is in there. A funny kind of door. Opens in. Built like a refrigerator door. Pop, look in here. Come on in.
Yes. This is cold storage room where furs are stored.
No mantelpiece in here. Nothing but winter. Pop, the door. It's closed.
Oh, son, try to pull it open.
It's bolted on the outside. Pop, we're trapped in here.
Most unfortunate. Did not realize murderer would follow us here.
Listen, what's that?
Refrigeration motor turned up to high speed.
Well, this isn't so good for us, Pop.
And son, master of understatement.
I hear anything, Pop. The cold's getting me. I hear a phone.
Son, hears phone. Same hangs on wall alongside door for communication with other parts of warehouse.
It's the murderer?
Yes. Charlie Chan speaking.
Hello, Chan. frozen stiff in half an hour. You and your rat.
What about smarting, Pop?
You're so anxious to find out why I wanted that mantelpiece, Jan. I'll tell you. Help you pass away the time while you're kicking off.
Pop.
In 1779, Jennings Carton was one of the greatest book collectors and literary experts of England. He owned the rarest thing in the world, a manuscript copy of Shakespeare's play, Richard III.
This most interesting. Go on.
That manuscript was stolen from Carton by another collector, a madman named Richard Wells. Wells sealed the treasure up in his mantelpiece, afraid to let anyone know he'd stolen it. But when Wells died, he admitted his theft in his will and directed his heirs to send the manuscript back to Carton.
Go on, be quick.
By the time the will was read, all the dead man's furniture and possessions had been sold. The mantelpiece, too. Gone, without a trace. For 150 years, collectors have been searching for that mantelpiece, and I found it, Jan. I found it. Think that over while you die.
You are wrong, my friend. This person will not remain inside to die. Quick, son. Give Bob a flashlight.
Well, what are you going to do, Pop?
Refrigerator door opens in. Toward us. Remember?
I don't understand, Pop.
Oh, foolish one. Means hinges are on inside. Simple to knock pins out of hinges with flashlight and force door open. Quick now.
Right, Pop. Here goes. That's done us. Now pull it open. Come on, Pop.
Watch out, son. Myrtle may be here yet.
Anne, how did you get out of there?
Oh, no, you don't, pal. You don't get two chances of murder.
Stop, son.
Worry about me, Pop. Oh, you would you? Worry about this guy. Lay still, mister. Come get his gun, Pop.
Ah, son, why does youth run headlong into danger? Has not aged father's trials taught you lessons? Have gun now, and may let murder up.
You know who he is, Pop?
Ah, yes. I've known for some time that murderer is very clever proprietor of boarding house, Mr. Holland. Generous of Miss Granger to give Christmas party, despite unfortunate death of uncle. Eh, son?
Yeah, Pop. Listen, come into the next room a minute, will you, Pop? I want to see you now. Come on, this way. Come on.
Why has son abducted father?
Well, you haven't explained the murder case to me yet.
Thought number one son understood all facts. Holland was ex-actor, already acquainted with Shakespeare, studied facts about fame, and came across odd items about lost manuscripts.
Yes, I understand that. He tried to frame Tempest for all that stuff.
When Tempest got job with late Cyrus Granger, Holland thought this was a golden opportunity to steal mantelpiece, which he believed contained missing manuscripts. Fame worth millions of dollars. Easily worth murder.
So he killed Tempest and tried to divert attention from himself by planning that buzzer routine and playing death.
Yes. Then drove Van up to house and met Butler as driver. When Butler left him alone, quickly changed to Santa Claus disguise. Ran around to front of house and entered as Rodney Tempest. Risk, you understand?
Yes, except one thing, Pop. When did you get on to him?
Became suspicious because talent agency girl said Holland authorized to accept calls for Tempest. But how accept fame if he could not hear them? Suspicions confirmed when he displayed driver's license. In this state, this man cannot obtain driver's license.
Charlie, that's right. And what about the Shakespeare manuscript, Pop? Did the police find it in the mantelpiece?
I am afraid not, son. I'm very much afraid thefts of mantelpieces will continue for another 150 years until manuscript is found or legend disproved. Before this person has further words with you, here is an answer with words of wisdom. Before saying good night, Charlie Chan wishes to leave with you words of a great philosopher who said, Christmas is the time for giving, and the more we give to others, the more we are increased.
Be sure to join us next week at the same time for The Adventures of Charlie Chan, based on the famous character created by Earl Derbigas. This is a Grace Gibson radio production directed by Lawrence H. Cecil.